When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Welcome back, listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. I am your guide, Raven Vale. And tonight, we delve into the shadowed corners of American folklore, a place where history and the uncanny entwine. Forget your polite ghost stories and your tidy alien abduction accounts. Tonight, we journey to the North Woods of Wisconsin, a land of dense forests, hidden lakes, and a creature born not just of whispered tales, but perhaps of something more. Tonight, we speak of the Hodag, a name that rattles the timber, a legend that claws at the edges of sanity. Picture, if you will, the twilight years of the 19th century. Rhinelander, Wisconsin, wasn't yet the quaint tourist town it is today. It was a sprawling, booming, and often brutal logging camp. A place carved out of the primeval forest by the sweat and grit of men who wielded axes like extensions of their very souls. Life was hard, dangerous, and often solitary. Long winters, endless work, and the constant, overwhelming presence of the ancient woods fostered a unique culture, one ripe for the weaving of grand tales, especially those that explained the unexplainable, that gave form to the formless fears lurking just beyond the campfire's glow. Our story centers on one such man, Eugene Shepherd, a timber cruiser, a man who knew the woods like the back of his calloused hand, who could read the land like a book. Shepherd wasn't known for flights of fancy or delicate sensibilities. He was a pragmatist, a shrewd businessman, a survivor of the harshest wilderness. Yet, it is his name, irrevocably, bizarrely, forever linked to the legend of the Hodag. A legend he, more than anyone else, brought screaming and snorting into the public eye. The year is 1893. The air is thick with the scent of pine and sawdust. Shepherd claims to have embarked on a perilous expedition deep into the swampy, mosquito-ridden expanses near the Pelican River. He spoke of an encounter that chilled him to his core, an encounter with a beast unlike any known to science, any animal that had ever stalked the American wilderness. Not a bear, not a wolf, not a deer twisted by some woodland malady or even a reclusive cougar. No, this was something primal. Something that felt like a relic from a forgotten age, dredged up from the muck and mire of time itself. He described it with a meticulous, almost obsessive detail that lent an eerie credence to his wild claims. It had the head of a frog, he swore, but the grinning, malevolent face of a giant bulldog. Its body, massive and grotesque, was supported by thick, short legs ending in powerful claws, each capable of rending flesh and snapping bone. Along its scaly, dinosaur-like backbone ran a series of jagged spines, sharp as obsidian. And from its hindquarters, a long, thick tail lashed, tipped with a spear-like barb. Its eyes, he insisted, glowed with an eerie, phosphorescent green light, piercing the gloom of the deep woods, reflecting an intelligence both cunning and utterly alien. Raven Vale, now, in a world without readily available photography, without the instant dissemination of information we take for granted today, such a claim might have faded into the ether, another drunken campfire yarn spun by a lonely logger. But Eugene Shepherd was a man of conviction, and perhaps more importantly, a man with a keen eye for opportunity. He didn't just claim to have seen the creature, he claimed to have captured it. His account of the capture was as fantastical as the creature itself. He spoke of a fierce, multi-day struggle a desperate battle of wits and strength, he recounted, luring the Hodug with a sponge soaked in chloroform, then dispatching it with dynamite. A bizarre, almost comical method, yet it was precisely the kind of outlandish detail that captivated a public hungry for sensation. And then, the true genius, or perhaps the true madness, of Eugene Shepherd revealed itself. He didn't just tell the tale, he put it on display. For a time, the Hodug became an undeniable sensation. People flocked from miles around, from neighboring towns and even distant cities, drawn by the irresistible pull of the grotesque and the unknown. They paid good money to stand before this alleged monstrosity, to gaze upon its leathery hide and glowing eyes, to feel a prickle of primal fear in their own guts. Was it real? Was it a clever hoax, a marvel of taxidermy and fabrication, crafted by a bored woodsman with too much time and talent on his hands? The newspapers of the day buzzed with frenzied speculation. Some scoffed, dismissing Shepherd as a charlatan, a masterful manipulator of public credulity. Others, particularly the local loggers who truly knew the dangers lurking in the deep, uncharted woods, whispered amongst themselves, their eyes wide with a mixture of awe and genuine, bone-deep terror. Had Shepherd truly captured something ancient? Something that should have remained hidden in the deepest, most shadowed corners of their world? Something that predated their axes and their railroads? Yet the story of the Hodug didn't spring from nothingness with Eugene Shepherd. The lore surrounding this bizarre creature predates his discovery, reaching back into the misty origins of the Northwoods. Local Native American tribes, whose ancestral lands were these very forests, spoke of a fearsome spirit of the woods, a creature of immense power and unpredictable, often malevolent, temperament. Their oral traditions spoke of strange disappearances, of hunters and trappers, of livestock found mangled in ways no known animal could inflict, of unearthly howls carried on the frigid night winds. They spoke of a being born from the tears of a dying ox, cursed to roam the forests in a monstrous physical form, a creature of vengeance and primal rage, a guardian of the wild places against human encroachment. Was Shepherd's grotesque creation merely a physical manifestation of these age-old fears, a monstrous embodiment of the wilderness's wrath? Or did the ancient story simply find a convenient, terrifying focal point in his alleged capture? The line between historical account and whispered legend becomes increasingly blurred, dissolving like mist over a cold lake as we delve deeper into the Hodug's legacy. Skeptics pointed to the convenient timing of Shepherd's discovery, coinciding with local fairs, lumberjack shows, and opportunities for significant financial profit. They suggested elaborate constructions of wood, leather, animal parts, and perhaps a touch of macabre artistry, all skillfully assembled to deceive the gullible. They spoke of the Hodug's suspicious lack of natural habitat or biological classification. Yet even those who vehemently doubted the physical reality of Shepherd's Hodug couldn't deny the creature's immediate, almost magnetic grip on the local imagination. The Hodug, whether real or imagined, became a potent symbol of the wild, untamed nature of the Northwoods, a visceral reminder that even in a world increasingly mapped, measured, and understood, there were still things that defied explanation, things that stirred a deep, almost genetic, atavistic fear within us. It became a focal point for the fears of a rapidly changing world where the wild was being tamed, yet still held its secrets fiercely. And here is where our historical account takes a haunting, almost spectral turn. For even after Shepherd's original Hodug mysteriously vanished, some say it escaped back into the swamp, a triumph of wild nature over human artifice. Others that it was simply dismantled, its purpose served. The sightings didn't stop. Indeed, they seemed to multiply. Loggers in remote camps, miles from any town, swore they heard its guttural growls echoing through the trees on moonless nights. Trappers, far from the nearest road, claimed to have seen fleeting glimpses of a spiny back disappearing into the dense undergrowth, leaving behind a faint, sickening odor. Farmers, waking to strange commotion in their barns, reported bizarre, multi-toed tracks in the mud, unlike those of any known animal. Hunters, deep in the autumn woods, sometimes spoke of an unnerving silence that would fall, broken only by the sound of something large moving unseen through the thickets, a sound that was somehow wrong. Were these simply the lingering effects of a brilliantly executed hoax, the power of suggestion playing cruel tricks on weary, isolated minds? Or was there something more to the Hodag? Could the legend itself, fed by generations of fear and wonder, have taken on a life of its own, fueled by the deep, primal dread of the unknown that resides within us all? Could the sheer belief in such a creature somehow conjure it into a terrifying half-existence, a materialized nightmare given flesh and fang? Consider this, listeners. The Northwoods are ancient. They are a place where the earth breathes a different, older air. They hold secrets that predate our modern understanding of the world, secrets buried deep beneath layers of fallen leaves and centuries of quiet growth. What unseen creatures might still lurk in their shadowed depths, surviving against all odds? What forgotten corners of evolution might have persevered, adapting to the harsh, unforgiving realities of this wilderness, evolving in ways we can barely comprehend? The vastness of the forest, the unending stretches of unbroken canopy, it is a perfect hiding place. Eugene Shepherd may have been a showman, a cunning spinner of yarns, a master of illusion. But perhaps, just perhaps, in his quest for fame and fortune, he stumbled upon something truly ancient, something that had been whispered about in the darkness for generations. Perhaps he merely gave a name and a terrifying, tangible form to the nameless dread that the true wild can inspire. A dread that says, you are not alone out here, and you are not at the top of the food chain. The Hodag remains an enduring symbol of northern Wisconsin, a beloved, even kitschy monster that graces local festivals, souvenir shops, and even the high school mascot. But beneath the playful facade of cartoonish monsters and tourist traps lies a persistent unease, a lingering question that scratches at the back of the mind. What if? What if there is still something out there in the darkest parts of the woods, something that predates our logging camps and our asphalt roads, something with glowing green eyes and a spine like a saw blade, a creature that embodies the wild, untamed, vengeful heart of the North? And if you ever find yourself wandering the lonely, silent trails of the Wisconsin Northwoods as dusk begins to fall, as the shadows lengthen and twist into grotesque shapes, listen closely. You might just catch a glimpse of something unexpected. Or perhaps you might just hear a sound that freezes the blood in your veins. And in that terrifying moment, you might understand why the whispers of the Hodag still echo through the dark. Why, for some, the legends are not just stories, but warnings.